Tom King back here at the Middle Fieldhouse. We are at halftime of this playoff matchup between the Lumberjacks and Maryland Division II, 21-16. Lumberjacks lead by 5 at the half. It is a very late arriving East crowd. I understand there was a major traffic accident on I-39 coming north, just north of Brokaw, and there are still people filing in here to the game, and we're at halftime. I came up the back way on W. It was snow covered but and slow going, but no accident. So apparently an accident on Brokaw, hope everybody's okay in that. But here the Lumberjacks, both teams actually with a pretty slow start. Lumberjacks then cranked it up a bit, went up 7-0 in the first quarter. Merrill responded a bit. It was 9-4 at the end of the first quarter, and here at halftime, 21-16. Merrill pulled within one at one point, but never did take a lead in this first half of basketball. Scoring for Merrill, Jake Anderson leading the way with 7 points. He has a three-pointer as well. Nobody else with more than two. Brandon Bartz, Austin Reisman, Chaz Moots, and Tucker Detailball with just 2 points. Merrill was 6 out of 19 from the field, and they were 2 out of 6 from the free throw line. Turned the ball over 5 times. Lumberjacks in the first half were led by Bryce Taylor. He had 7 in putting a 3-pointer. 6 points for Trent Pate. 4 for Bryce Widmark. 2 for Dylan Hamlin. 2 for J.P. Lacey. Lumberjacks shooting 50%, 8 of 16 from the field, 4 of 6 from the free throw line, and they turn the ball over 6 times. The other Division II games tonight, Mosity squaring off with Rhinelander. If Rhinelander wins that game and East wins this one, Lumberjacks will head to Rhinelander tomorrow afternoon for a 4 o'clock game. If Mosity pulls the upset over Rhinelander tonight and East wins this game, the Lumberjacks would host tomorrow afternoon Mosity at 4 o'clock. The other half of this sectional bracket has Shawano taking on Antigo tonight, and Wapaka is playing at Hortonville. Sectional is scheduled for Thursday, March 6th, and Saturday, March 8th. The March 6th game being played at Stevens Point, the March 8th game at Marshfield. All right, we'll take a timeout, come back, and get set for the second half. Lumberjacks up by 5 here at halftime, 21-16. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Playoff Basketball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Tom King back here at the Merrill Fieldhouse. To show you how dependent we have become on technology, I inadvertently left my iPhone at home tonight. So I am here flying blind. No Twitter, no Facebook, no internet. It's old school, baby. It's like the late 90s. Nothing to concentrate on but the game, and sometimes there's something good about that, being cut off from all of that technology for a little while, and we can just enjoy the competition here. Lumberjacks are going to have the basketball to begin the third quarter. They have the lead. East Hoops brought to you in part tonight by Country Fresh Meats. And when it comes to the best meat, nobody does it better for you than Country Fresh Meats on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. Starting five back on the floor for East. It's Rutkowski, Widmark, Hamlin, Taylor, and Dimka. And it'll be Bryce Taylor who will bring it ahead into the front court. Gives it off to Jaden Rutkowski. Rutkowski on the dribble. He's going left to right on your radio dial here. Dimka inside to Hamlin. Hamlin turns into a double team shot block from behind, but they're going to call a foul. Hamlin, or did they call traveling? They call it offensive foul? Oh, come on. Holy cow. That wasn't good at all. Hamlin picked up his third foul, offensive foul. Yikes. That was not a good call at all, and Hamlin now playing with 3 fouls. Merrill with the basketball. Brandon Bartz into the front court. Right wing. This is Zettler. Zettler out on top to Bartz. Zettler gets it back, launches a 3 from the corner, and hits it. Alex Zettler splashes a 3, and just like that, you get that change of momentum. Hamlin had the ball inside instead. Now Widmark, they get it to him, breaks pressure, goes in, missed the shot. Hamlin almost with a rebound putback, and now loses the handle on it. And here comes Merrill back the other way. Drive down the lane, moves for a little scoop shot up and in. And Merrill coming out here with 5 straight, and they've tied the game at 21. Just that little change of momentum. And Merrill has taken advantage of it and tied the game at 21. Dimko with it. Now it's Rutkowski. Widmark between the circles. Bryce Taylor outside the arc. They loft it down low to Hamlin. Turns. Little reverse up and in. Dylan Hamlin gets the reverse layup as they got him the ball over the top. East regains the lead, 23-21. Barts will bring it ahead into the front court to Moots. Moots goes to the basket pretty darn well. Now he gets the ball inside, splits two defenders again. They're going to get a foul before the shot. Moots is probably going to say, I'd rather have the basket. Rutkowski picks up the foul. It's three on him. He's going to have to take a seat. He's not happy about it. Trenton Pate's going to come back into the game. Pate's playing with two fouls. Paul Dimka's going to leave Hamlin in with those three fouls. Merrill looks to inbound it. Still looking. Now they throw it outside to Zedler. Zedler, high post to Diethelm. They kick it out. Moots goes baseline. And a shot put up and in. Boy, he avoided Hamlin and Pate that time. Chance Moots. Good body control on those drives. And we're tied again at 23. Bryce Taylor into the front court. Widmark, top of the circle, gives it to Pate. Taylor, he's going to drive in. Now backs it out to Widmark. Pate wants to operate. Kicks it to Dimka left side. Now low to Hamlin. Hamlin back to Dimka left wing. He's going to drive in the paint. Gets it to Hamlin underneath. Trying to reverse. No. And Merrill with the rebound. He was too far to the basket that time. Merrill back the other way. Pate with a steal, but he'll pick up a foul. Timeout called by the Lumberjacks. Paul Dimka not happy. Pate picks up his third foul. And we get a timeout on the floor. Lumberjacks finally get the timeout. Referees weren't even paying attention to him as he's just giving them an earful on that foul called on Trenton Pate. We'll keep it right here. 5:54 to play in the third quarter. We're tied at 23. Merrill will have the basketball when we come back from the timeout. It's going to be the coach, the assistants, giving the players their instructions. If Dinka's not happy, he's going to get a technical foul. Referee sort of walks away and ignores him. And that's what a good official needs to do. Let him vent and walk away. And that's what the official did right there. Dimka's head was about ready to explode. And he is still over there very unhappy. Lumberjack basketball is brought to you in part by Corberbell Credit Union. Voted the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald Reader's Choice Award. Where you think does make a difference. Explore the benefits at ccuwausau.com. Three fouls on Hamlin, three fouls on Jaden Rutkowski, three fouls on Trenton Pate. Hamlin and Pate are both going to stay in the game with 5:54 to play here in the third quarter. Taylor, Widmark, and Dimka are still out there as well. So Merrill with a chance to take the lead here. Barts will look to inbound it and get it into the corner to Moots. He's the most dangerous player, I think, on the floor for this Merrill team, especially getting to the basket. You really have to watch and keep him from driving. They did a pretty good job of that in the first half, but not so much here in the third quarter. He's got 6 points. Now he goes, reverse hangs it again, blocked by Hamlin, but they're going to call a foul. Who'd they get? They're going to get the foul on Pate, and that's going to be four. Hamlin blocked the shot, but they said Pate got the foul before that. So four fouls on Trenton Pate. Pate can't believe that he's the one who got the foul. He's going to have to take a seat. Lacey's going to check into the game. He's just going to go big here. Two foul shots coming for Chaz Moots, but once again, he got to the basket. And the first foul shot is up and in. Merrill has the lead by one, 24-23. Lacey comes in for Pate, so now the Lumberjacks going big. They've got Widmark, Taylor, Hamlin, and Lacey all on the floor with Tanner Dimka. Second foul shot coming for Chaz Moots. On the way, and back bracket, no good. Hamlin pulls down the rebound. Gets it to Taylor. Taylor into the front court. Hamlin bobbles it, top of the key. He's being pressured. Needs to get rid of it. Gives it to Dimka. Nearly threw it away. Dimka saves it. Drives in baseline. It's fast as he kicks it out. It's knocked away. And Merrill brings it back the other way. They want to drive. Barts throws up a runner. It's up and in and a foul. And that explodes the Merrill crowd and the Merrill bench. Brandon Barts gets a runner to go and a foul. And it will be one shot coming for Barts, and Merrill has a three-point lead, 26-23. Turnover on one end, and a possible three-point play for Merrill on the other. Wheels coming off here in the third quarter for the Lumberjacks. Barts hits the free throw, three-point play, and it's 27-23 Blue Jays. Dimka into the front court. Bart's all over him, gives it to Widmark. Now it's Taylor, overplaying a steal, back pass by Widmark. Shot put up and in on the other end by Zettler. And East has 8 turnovers, and they're just getting hammered here in the third quarter. Taylor wants to take it to the basket. Hand check foul is going to be called on Alex Zettler, and that's 2 on him. Still plenty of time here, 4:57 to play third quarter. It's a 6-point game, 29-23. Seems like more than that, though, as Merrill has just taken it to the Lumberjacks here in the third quarter. They need a hoop here. Taylor to Dimka. Dimka gives it off to Lacey. Lacey, top of the key to Widmark. Nearly traveled. Gives it to Taylor. Now it's Dimka. He's going to shoot a three down to the key. He got it. Boy, baby, he's that. Tanner Dimka for three from out on top. 29-26, three-point game. Merrill will slow things down. Into the front court they come. Right wing, three-ball launch from the corner. That's too far. Dimka with the rebound on the miss by Zettler. Dimka into the front court. Gives it to Widmark. Right wing, Bryce Taylor wide open for three. That's way short. And the rebound grabbed by Merrill on the long rebound. You could tell that was going to be short as soon as it left its hand. Merrill, long pass ahead. Anderson traveled. They let it go. Missed the shot. Comes out. Here's a drive in. Another travel. They let it go. Here's a shot. That's going to be short. Long rebound, though. Grabbed by Merrill. They're going to get another opportunity. Three ball from the corner. That's no good. Going to be an over-the-back ball. They let him play on, and he finally gets the rebound. Boy, they let him play there. And back the other way come the Lumberjacks. Widmark in the front court. Lacey down low to Hamlin. Hamlin back out to Lacey, left wing. Spin move. Down low to Hamlin. Too far under the basket again. Throws it over Widmark's head out of bounds. And they turn it over again. Nice turnover on the Lumberjacks. 3:34 to play here, third quarter. It's a three-point game. Merrill leading 29-26. Blue Jays have it. And it's Brandon Bartz who will bring it ahead, and Merrill wants a timeout. We'll take one as well. 3:26 to play in the third. Merrill by three, 29-26. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Basketball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Lumberjacks have been outscored 12-5 here in the third quarter, and they just look discombobulated out there. Looks nothing like the smooth machine that they showed on Tuesday night against Lakeland. Sean Wilson checks into the game for Hamlin. So it's Lacey, Wilson, Widmark, Taylor, and Dimka. Mouse pass inside to Moot. Split the double team ball, knocked away. Wanted a foul, didn't get it. East comes away with it. 6th turnover on the Blue Jays. Dimka with it in the front court. On the dribble. Gives it off to Lacey, way outside. Lacey's going to put it on the floor, though. Gets it in the hoop. Shot swatted away, but they're going to call a foul with the body. And J.P. Lacey will go to the line and shoot two. Foul is going to be called on Jake Anderson. That's his second. And J.P. Lacey at the line for a couple here with 3:06 to play in the third. First one's on the way, and it rattles around and in. 29-27, two-point game. East Hoops brought to you in part by Ministry Healthcare and St. Clair's Hospital. Proud to sponsor Lumberjack Sports because the world needs more great teams. Get to know them better at ministryhealth.org. Second foul shot coming for Lacey. Up and in. He got him both. And it's a one-point game, 29-28 Blue Jays. He's trying to trap now. Moots with it in the backcourt. Still in the backcourt. Now he'll finally bring it ahead and get rid of it. Here's a drive ball knocked away. Wilson's got a hand on that, and Merrill turns it over. Dimka with it now into the front court. He's going to get the lead back here. Widmark, top of the key, gives it off to Taylor. Trying to post up Wilson down low. Taylor's going to drive. Lean in. Shot swatted out of bounds. And Taylor cannot believe that he can't get a foul there. He got bodied twice on that drive, and there was no whistle. Said the ball knocked out of bounds. East will keep it. And Taylor will inbound it. He's asking the official, what do you need to do to get a foul called here? As he drove in and got bodied up twice. Taylor inbounds it to Lacey. Lacey, Taylor top of the key. Looks inside, not there, drives in, jump stop, and now they cross the block, got a bounce, holy cow! Bryce Taylor is getting mugged every time he drives in, and they're letting him play on. Ball knocked out of bounds, East will keep it. I guess no blood, no foul. It's like a noon ball game at the Y. Widmark, spin move in the paint, throws up a running back bracket, no good. Merrill with the rebound. Back the other way come the Blue Jays. Moots drives in. They're going to call a handshake foul on the other end. And you hear the East crowd. They can't believe it. Taylor goes in the lane and gets hammered, and there's no whistle. And now a touch foul out on top called by J.P. Lacy. That's a second foul on Lacy. And those are the kind of things that drive coaches crazy. Guy drives in, gets hammered, there's no whistle, and then the touch foul is called out on top. Merrill with the basketball. Anderson left wing. Gives it off to Moots. Now they swing it. Peterson with it. Down in the corner to Anderson. Back out on top. It's Peterson with it. Now it's Moots. He's going to drive to the free throw line. Excuse me. Out on top. Moots gets it back. 29-28. Merrill, 1-point lead. A minute 46 to play here in the third. Nick Peterson. And Moots, he's still not giving Merrill anything to do as far as penetrating here, so they're just going to be content to pass it around the perimeter. Peterson, one thing this does, though, is wear you out playing defense this long, even in a zone. Sliding back and forth. Now Moots is going to drive, ball knocked away, but Merrill comes away with it. Wilson with the quick hands again, knocked that one away. Zettler right wing with it, back out on top to Anderson. They swing it. Here's a drive by Moots, baseline, and we're going to get a whistle and a push foul called on Bryce Taylor. Taylor picks up the foul. Moots will go to the line here because it's going to be bonus situation now for the Lumberjack, for the Merrill Blue Jays. Moots is going to go to the line for 1-1 here. And Chaz Moots will shoot. I'm right in front of the East student section, as you can hear, and they're getting restless. In and out, no good. Moots has not been shooting well at the free throw line tonight. Wilson pulls away that rebound. Moots has missed 6 free throws, and now we get a whistle and a reach-in foul called out on top on Alex Zettler, and that's going to be 3 on him. Fouls are mounting here, but East is in a more dire situation. Trenton Pate's going to check back in. He's got 4 fouls. Taylor's going to take a breather here. So Coach Zinka rolling the dice by putting Pate back in with 4 fouls with a minute 3 here to play in the third. Maybe just for the offensive sequence and then get him back out on defense. They inbound it to Dimka. Just 3 team fouls here in the second half on Merrill. East has 7. He's going to go baseline, spin off the glass with the left hand, left it short. Merrill with the rebound. Tough shot. He was well defended. Here come the Blue Jays back the other way. Moots with it. Gives it off to Reisman, who's in the game. Rakowski, now it's Moots, kicks it. They pass up the 3. Pull it pass inside. Detom put it on the floor, lost the handle, and got it back, put it up and in. Tucker Detom with his second hoop of the day, and it's 31-28. Lumberjacks into the front court. Pate with it on the dribble. Gives it off to Dimka. Widmark out on top, swings it to Lacy. Trying to post up Wilson underneath. Pate drives in, gets rid of it on the baseline. Wilson's going to shoot and hit. Scott Wilson with a little jumper on the baseline, knocks it down. 31-30, 1-point game, 3 seconds. Moots drives, throws up a runner, blocked by Widmark. And Moots got absolutely mugged that time, and there was no whistle. 1/10 of a second remaining. The ball is going to have to be inbounded here. Chaz Moots got absolutely clobbered, and they let him play on as the ball is knocked out of bounds by the Lumberjacks. They're letting some obvious fouls go here in this one, even though they are calling a lot of fouls. Now they lost it in, and it's knocked away by Wilson, and the third quarter will come to an end. It's a 1-point game. Merrill with a good quarter, and they lead it 31-30. Back in a moment, you're listening to Lumberjack Playoff Basketball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Tom King back here at the Merrill Fieldhouse. 8 minutes to play in regulation of this Division II tournament game. Problem now is that every foul on East puts Merrill at the line. Merrill still has 4 fouls to give before East gets into the bonus. Blue Jays have been terrible from the free throw line tonight, though. They're 4 out of 10. But you would think they're going to get a lot of opportunities here in the fourth quarter in a close ball game. Taylor, Widmark, Hamlin, Rutkowski, and Dimka starting five back out there for East. Hamlin playing with three fouls. Rutkowski playing with three fouls. They get it right wing to Jake Anderson. Merrill with the basketball to begin the fourth quarter. Anderson with it. Back out on top. Nick Peterson. Now it's Moots. Gives it off to Bartz. Trying to post up Diethelm at the elbow with Hamlin all over him. Now Taylor nearly knocked it away. Merrill with it, still outside the arc. Being very patient against the zone once again. They give it off to Moots. He's going to drive in. Hamlin took a charge that time. They let it go. Moots missed the shot. And East with the rebound. Back the other way they come. Widmark got on top. They swing it to Rutkowski. Down low to Hamlin. Hamlin. Now pass to Widmark on the baseline. Hangs in the air. Reverse up and in. Foul. Place Widmark with a little reverse. Underneath the basket. Came to the other side. Put it up high. And it dropped in. And he drew the foul. And will shoot for the three-point play here. And the Lumberjacks have regained the lead. 32-31. That foul was called on Tucker Diethelm. That's his second. Fourth team foul on Merrill. Widmark's got 6 points on the night and can add to it right here with a free throw. On the way, it's short. Rebound kept alive. Merrill comes away with it. Blue Jays back the other way. Lumberjacks leading by one. 32-31. Moots right down the lane. They want to go right at Hamlin. He rejects that one and is able to save it this time from going out of bounds. Back the other way come the Lumberjacks. Rutkowski pulls three-pointer short. Merrill with the rebound. Back the other way come the Blue Jays. They feed Moots. Dimka takes the charge. Offensive foul call on Chad Moots. And now it's Kurt Soderberg's head that's going to explode. Just the first foul on Moots. Dimka got there to take the charge. And East will get it back. 6:41 to play here in regulation. A one-point Lumberjack lead. Rutkowski into the front court. Hamlin to Dimka. Back to Widmark. He's going to launch a long three. That's short again. Merrill with the rebound. I'm not sure that's the shot they wanted in that situation, but it's what they got. Anderson right wing. Out on top. The Moots. Now it's Zettler. Zettler, ball kicked by Dimka. And the ball goes out of bounds. It will be Merrill basketball. Bartz inbounds it to Moots. Moots bounce past to Anderson. Now they get it to Zettler in the corner. Launches a three and hit it. Nothing but net from the corner for Alex Zettler. And a timeout called by the Blue Jays, I believe. Yeah, timeout called by the Blue Jays after that make. We'll keep it right here. 34-32 Merrill. Lumberjack playoff basketball is brought to you in part by the Bowman Joint Center. Comprehensive orthopedic, podiatry, spine, and sports medicine care with clinics in Wausau, Medford, and Merrill, or visit them online at bonejoint.net. Lumberjacks led 9-4 after the first quarter. They led 21-16 at halftime, but a big third quarter gave Merrill a one-point lead, 31-30 at the end of three. East regained the lead for a moment, but now Merrill got it back with a three-pointer by Zettler. His second three of the second half. And it's 34-32. Blue Jays by two. East with the basketball. And they will inbound it. The winner moves on. The loser's season comes to an end. Rutkowski will bring it into the front court. On the dribble. Gives it to Widmark. Widmark. Bryce Taylor, left wing. Taylor wants to go baseline. Double team kicks it out. Dimka's open for three. Rims out, no good. The rebound grabbed by Merrill. And they have it. Dimka's three ball rimmed out right there. Blue Jays have it, and now they can play as slow as they want. They get it in the front court to Moots. Back out on top. They'll swing it around. Anderson has it. Now it's Moots. He's going to think about the baseline. Now backs it out. Bartz with it. Merrill wants to shorten this game now, and they'll just hold it. Rutkowski comes out to play the ball. Zettler on the dribble. Gives it off to Anderson. Diethelm, now they swing it. A as we go down close to 5 minutes to play. At the elbow, here's a drive by Bartz. Pull-up jumper at the free throw line. He deals it. Brandon Bartz with a hoop. And it's a four-point game, 36-32. Merrill with the lead. East into the front court. Rutkowski on the dribble. Gives it to Widmark. Gets it back. Thought about the three. Didn't take it. Now he wants to drive. Kicks it back out. Taylor thought about the three. He's going to drive in. Beats Hamlet. Tried to cut to the basketball. Knocked away, though. And he turns it over. Here come the Blue Jays back the other way. Mooch down the lane. Lays it up and in. And a timeout call by the Lumberjacks. As all of a sudden, Merrill has gone up by six again. They lead it 38-32. Back in a moment, you're listening to East Playoff Basketball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Tom King back here at the Merrill Fieldhouse, and you can tell this Merrill team defensively watched some film of the game the other night. They have taken the East guards out of it as far as penetration, and that means they cannot find the East big guys underneath for those easy buckets that the Lumberjacks got on Tuesday night. Widmark's got six, Hamlin with just four. And Merrill's frontline defense in the zone is coming out to play the shooters way outside and not allowing them to penetrate here, and that's been the difference, plus the turnovers, 10 turnovers for East here. They have the basketball. They need a hoop here. Rutkowski picks up the dribble, gives it to Dimka at the top of the key. Trent Pate back in the game trying to get East some offense here. They get it down low. Widmark turns, spins, hangs in the air, gets the hoop. Wanted a foul, didn't get it, but he got the basket. 38-34, a four-point game. Merrill content to take as much time as they want as they walk it ahead. Still in the backcourt with it. Now they finally bring it across and get it to Anderson. Anderson out on top to Bartz. Problem now is Merrill can just hold it as long as they want. Force East to foul if they want to as we go down to 3:51 to play. Anderson at the elbow, gives it off to Bartz. Rutkowski comes out to play the ball. He's playing man-to-man here now. They have to. They can't just sit in the zone. Now they get it to the elbow to Anderson. He's in the paint with it. Double dribble call. They turn it over. Jake Anderson double dribbles the basketball, and he gets it back. Eighth turnover on the Blue Jays. And it will be the Lumberjacks who will bring it back. Rutkowski will bring it ahead. He's being very deliberate as he brings it across. Gives it to Trenton Pate. Pate out on top to Widmark. Rutkowski off the screen, gives it back to Taylor right wing. Now out on top, Pate's open for three, launches. Rattles around, no, over the top, Dimka with the rebound. And he has the ball taken away. Back the other way, Bartz is going to be fouled. Probably going to be an intentional foul. No, they're going to say no, it probably should have been an intentional foul. Rutkowski just grabbed the man from behind, but they're just going to call a foul on Jaden Rutkowski. Dimka went high over the top to get the rebound, but then there was nothing he could do with it as he was surrounded. He tried to make a pass, and it was knocked away, and now Merrill with free throws. It rims out, no good. Bartz misses the free throw. Merrill, not good from the free throw line tonight. Second foul shot coming for Bartz. That rattles around it in. He got one of two, and it's a five-point game, 39-34. Merrill has done the defensive job tonight here on the Lumberjacks. Trenton Pate with it. Good first step. Double teamed. Gets tied up. Gets free. Throws the ball back outside to Dimka. Now it's Rutkowski back to Dimka. They swing it. Bryce Taylor is open for three. That's going to be short. Air ball. Merrill with the rebound. You can tell it was short as soon as it left his hand. Merrill with it in the front court. Nearly lost the handle on it. This is Bartz. Stutter step. Gives it off to Anderson. Anderson with it. Out on top to Mooch. Boots wants to operate on Pate. Now gives it off to Dethill. Down to 2:34 to play. Lumberjacks running out of time. And Merrill loses the basketball out of bounds. Bad pass. They turn it over again. And East will get it back here with 2:29 to play in regulation. Down five. Rutkowski bringing it ahead. He's got to move a little quicker. He's just walking the ball up. Rutkowski on the dribble. Gets a couple of screens. Kicks it to Pate right wing. He's going to launch a three from there. That's too long, no good. Rebound. Widmark with the rebound. Spins on the baseline, and we're going to get a foul called on Dethelm. That's still just the sixth team foul on Merrill, non-shooting foul, and East will inbound it. Lumberjacks have not shot well from three-point range tonight either. Jaden Rutkowski, who's been red hot lately, has just two shot attempts tonight, both from three-point range and both misses. Now they get the ball inbounded to Dimka, and he gets a layup. Nice job on the inbound play, and Tanner Dimka lays it up, 39-36, three-point game. Back to a one-possession game. Now you need another stop. Mooch in the front court. Ball pulled away by Pace. Great steal. He's able to get the ball back. Going to the hole, lays it up and in. Trenton Pace with a great steal and getting the hoop. And it is a one-point game, 39-38. Quick hands by Pate right there. Here's Parks going down the lane. Shot put up and in with the right hand. Got the layup. Brandon Parks, big hoop right there for Middle. Rutkowski to the front court, nearly traveled. Gives it off to Pate. Pull-up jumper for three. That's back bracket, no good. Over the top and out of bounds. It'll be Middle basketball. I think that was a forced three right there, although we're down to 123 to play. It's a three-point game. Merrill gets the ball back here. Lumberjacks will pressure the ball a bit in the backcourt. Bartz is going to bring it ahead. Rutkowski is going to play on him. They're going to try to get a trap. Bartz breaks that easily, and they get it in the front court to Anderson. Taylor's going to go for the steal. They're trying to commit a foul here. They wanted to get Anderson to the line. Instead, they still haven't fouled anybody. We're down to a minute five. Got to think about it now. But Rutkowski's got four fouls. He can't commit the foul. Widmark's got to come out and do it. Nope. Now Taylor will commit the foul on Anderson, and he'll go to the line. Just the second foul on Bryce Taylor. And with 54.5 seconds to play here in regulation, Jake Anderson will be at the line for a 1-1. That was the ninth team foul. Hamlin's going to check back into the game for Trenton Pate. Jake Anderson hasn't been to the line yet tonight. He's got 7 points, all those coming in the first half. First one's up and in. Four-point game, 42-38. That's a big free throw right there. Makes it a two-possession game. Second one out of the way. Get it out, no good. Hamill with the rebound. They get it ahead to Rutkowski. Nearly lost the handle on it. Now he gets it back, gives it to Bryce Taylor. Now it's Widmark. Hamlin out on top, wants to put it on the floor, and he traveled with the basketball. Indecisive, puts the ball out on top, and he travels, and East will give it back here with 42.8 seconds, and that may be enough. That might have done it right there. Pate's going to come back into the game for Hamlin. Well, I'll tell you what, turnovers and the lack of being able to get the ball inside tonight have done in the Lumberjacks. Again, a big second half for Merrill. Looks like it will be enough to get them to advance unless something drastic happens here in the final 42.8 seconds. They still have a chance. Merrill has been terrible from the free throw line tonight. Got to go for the steal and then get the quick foul here, I would imagine. They're not going to foul in the backcourt. And now Pate will get the foul. That's going to be five on Trenton Pate. That's why he didn't want to do it. I'm not sure why he was in there and pressuring the ball. But Trenton Pate will foul out. That's five on him. With 38.1 seconds to play, Moots is at the line to shoot two in the double bonus. Chaz Moots has missed six foul shots here tonight. He's one out of seven from the line, but you know that now at crunch time, he's probably going to knock them both down. Lumberjack basketball is brought to you in part tonight by Easy Living Management, the longest-running rental management company in the area. Let Easy Living Management make managing your rental property easy. It's going to be hard to convince me, after seeing these two teams now play three times, that Merrill is the better team than Wausau East, but they have been better in two of the games, and that's all that counts. They have done the job defensively here tonight. Moots at the line. First one's on the way, and he missed it. He is one out of eight from the free throw line. He's great getting to the basket, but not much shooting free throws, at least not tonight. Second one coming. On the way. That's going to be a miss, too. And the rebound grabbed by Widmark. Taylor into the front court. Rutkowski with it. Gets a screen from Widmark. Now goes down the lane. Puts it up, and a foul is going to be called on Anderson. And Jaden Rutkowski will go to the line with 27.1 seconds to play. Anderson picks up his third. And Jaden Rutkowski will be at the line looking for his first points of the night. Rutkowski had 12 the other night against Lakeland and had 9 in the game against West to finish the regular season. He knocked down the foul shot, 42-39, to make it a two-point game here with a make. Second foul shot coming for Jaden Rutkowski. He got it. 42-40. Two-point game, and Tanner Dimko will foul in the backcourt. Dimko will pick up the foul, and it's going to send Brandon Bartz to the line. Bartz has been better at the free throw line. He is 4 out of 5 from the line tonight. And I hope he misses at least one of these. Keep it a one-possession game. 25.9 seconds remaining. First one's out of the way. And Nick, it will be a one-possession game. Lumberjacks have life. They'll get another here. Boy, if Merrill somehow loses this game, they're going to be looking back at their free throw shooting tonight. It has been horrendous. Second one out of the way. That's up and in. You got 1 and 2. It's a three-point game. Timeout called by the Blue Jays here with 25.9 seconds to play. We'll take a quick one as well. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Playoff Basketball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Lumberjack Playoff Basketball is brought to you in part by DeVorney Orthodontics. See more than a smile. See DeVorney Orthodontics. Call them at 715-842-5688 or visit them online at DeVorneyOrthodontics.com. Who will live on to play tomorrow? Lumberjacks need 3 to tie here with 25.9 seconds to play. They have not been good from three-point range tonight. Now, haven't had as many opportunities as normal. Bryce Taylor has hit 1. He's 1 out of 4 from three-point range. Tanner Dimka has a 3. He's 1 out of 3. Jaden Rutkowski has missed both of his three-point attempts. Trenton Pate missed a couple of attempts. He's fouled out of the game. And so here comes Bryce Taylor into the front court. Rutkowski gets a screen from Widmark. Rutkowski down the lane. Beats Hamlin, and he puts it up and in. They went for a two-point basket instead of the 3. Hamlin got the hoop. Now they'll go for the steal, and will try to commit the foul if they can, and they will. And they're going to send Moose to the line, and he has not been good at the free throw line tonight, so that's probably the best possibility the Lumberjacks could get. It's a one-point game, 43-42. And Moots is back to the line with 8.5 seconds remaining. So even if he makes both, the Lumberjacks will have a chance to tie. First one's out of the way, and that one rattled around and in. Hit the front of the rim and went in. Timeout called by the Lumberjacks. They want to set up the play that they will try to get for that last second shot to tie or to win, depending on what happens with this free throw. They've had a couple of these opportunities here this year, and Trent Pate was involved in both of them. You go back to the Big Rivers Wisconsin Valley Conference Challenge. Lumberjacks got a last-second win over Chippewa Falls. Pate went coast-to-coast and threw up a shot in the lane that went in. And that won it. They had another chance earlier in a game against Rapids. I think it was the Rapids game, yeah, where they tried the same play, and this time Pate's shot rolled off the rim, no good. But Trenton Pate fouled out. He's not in there. So who will be the go-to guy for the Lumberjacks in this situation? They've got Rutkowski, Taylor, Dimka, Widmark, and Hamlin on the floor. This has been the starting 5 for the Lumberjacks. So they're going to live and die with the 5 starters out there. And first, Mooch is at the free throw line. First thing you got to do, if there's a miss, you got to get the free, got to get the rebound. Here's the free throw on the way. Rims off, no good. Hamlin grabs the rebound. Gets it to Rutkowski. They're not going to call a timeout. They're going to hurry it ahead. Rutkowski kicks it to Dimka. So Rutkowski from the corner for 3. Yes!
And the free throw situation for Merrill killed him tonight, and the Lumberjacks live on to play tomorrow. The East student crowd is down here next to me going crazy. DJ Rutkowski passed it back and forth to try to get an open look from three, and they did. And Rutkowski knocked it down from the corner for the win, and the Lumberjacks survive somehow and will move on. There's no way that I would have expected this a few seconds ago, but Merrill's free throw shooting horror show tonight gave the Lumberjacks a chance. Jaden Rutkowski is being carried off on the shoulders of his teammates here, and the crowd, the student crowd, is on the floor racing Jaden Rutkowski, a moment he'll never forget. He had not hit a basket all night until that one. He was 0-for-2 from three-point range. He had a couple of free throws, and he nails the three from the corner to win the game for the Lumberjacks, 45-44. This was incredible. We'll take a timeout, come back, and recap the scoring after this. You're listening to Lumberjack Playoff Basketball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, and FM 93.9. Tom King back here at the Merrill Fieldhouse, where this Merrill crowd is stunned and the Lumberjack crowd has rushed the floor. They are ecstatic as the Lumberjacks pull out a last-second victory here in this playoff game. They move on to the regional championship game tomorrow afternoon against either Rhinelander or Mosinee at 4 o'clock. A last-second three-pointer for Rutkowski. I thought maybe his foot was on the line. That's why I thought it might have been a tie, a long two to tie. Instead, it was a three-pointer, and the win for the Lumberjacks on a three-point bucket from the corner at the buzzer for Jaden Rutkowski. But it comes down to Merrill missing free throws tonight. Merrill was just 8 of 19 from the foul line. They had a chance to put this game away early in the fourth quarter, but they couldn't make their foul shots, and that proved to be the difference here tonight. And the Lumberjacks get the victory and move on to tomorrow's game against either Rhinelander or Mosinee. Let's recap the scoring. First of all, for the Blue Jays, they were led by Brandon Bartz. He had 11. 10 points for Chaz Moots here tonight. It was 8 points for Alex Zettler. 8 points for Jake Anderson. 4 points for Tucker Diethelm. 2 for Austin Reichman. And that was Merrill scoring here in the game. 16 of 35 from the field for the Blue Jays. 8 of 19 from the free throw line. And that was the difference, 10 turnovers for the Merrill Blue Jays in this one. Balanced scoring attack for the Lumberjacks. They didn't do a whole lot of scoring tonight. Merrill did a pretty good job defensively on East. It was 8 points for Widmark, 8 points for Trenton Pate to lead the way, 7 for Bryce Taylor, 6 points for Dylan Hamlin, 5 for Tanner Dimka, 5 for Jaden Rutkowski, 4 points for J.P. Lacey, and 2 for Sean Wilson. Lumberjacks 17 of 35 from the field, and 8 of 11 from the free throw line, and they turn the ball over 12 times. This East crowd is still smiles as wide as their faces here on the crowd. The players are going crazy, as you might expect. The bench just exploded. The shot came in the corner right in front of the East bench. And, well, I'll tell you what, with about 45 seconds left in the game, it didn't look like there was any chance for the Lumberjacks in this one. That Merrill had the momentum. They got a couple of steals. They had knocked down a couple of shots. They were at the free throw line every time East was fouling and trying to get him to the free throw line. All they had to do was make a few free throws, and they could have put this one away, and they couldn't get that done here tonight. And the Lumberjacks pull out the win 45-44. Well, you live on to play another day. As you heard Paul Dinfa talk about before the game, that's all they were trying to do here tonight. It was a grinder, no question about it. Merrill slowed things down on offense, and they took much of East's offensive game away with the defense they played, but the Lumberjacks had enough to get it done at the end, and they pull out the victory here. Jaden Rutkowski, the hero of the evening, with the three-pointer to win it at the buzzer for the Lumberjacks. With the win, East goes to 12-10 on the season. And with the loss, Merrill will finish their year at 9-14. So we will be on the air tomorrow afternoon at 3:45 as the Lumberjacks will
play in the regional championship game against either Rhinelander or Mosinee. We'll have the game live for you tomorrow afternoon, 3:45, with the tip set for 4 o'clock. If it's Rhinelander, we will be up at Rhinelander. If it's Mosinee, we will be at the East Gym. And regardless of where it is, the Lumberjacks are just happy to be playing another day, and they'll get another game tomorrow. Exciting night here at Mineral. That'll wrap things up, and we want to thank all of our sponsors tonight. Thanks to our engineers as well. And thank you for listening. This is Tom King in your final once again. The Lumberjacks pulling out 45-44. You've been listening to East Playoff Basketball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.